Sporty Art Walk runs from the 7th to the 15th of September 2019. Art at the Seaside is all over Portobello, and the best places to start are either on their website artwalkporty.co.uk or at Belfield, where you can get all sorts of information. This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I am with
Jenny Pope.
And Jenny, you have made, I don't really know what to call these. They're made of material. They're flying from the lampposts along Portobello Prom.
That's right, yes.
What are they? They're very colourful,
yes, and they're called wind forms, and they're about dangerous colours. And they're four colours, red, white, blue and yellow, or mustard colour, and they're based on the toxic processes that used to go on in old Portobello, with Prussian blue and white lead being made. And
what would they be using those for?
For pigments, for paint. And so the making of Prussian blue also included boiling of blood, which came from ox blood from the shambles.
Sounds quite horrific.
I know, I think it was. And there was a court case about the noxious fumes that were produced as a result of that. So I'm really thinking about the working conditions of people, both in the kilns and in the local factories. And these wind forms here are a sort of a warning to the sea about the processes, and also our current use of plastics and chucking plastic in the sea and bad fumes in the air.
It's important to say that they're wind forms.
Yes, absolutely, wind
and,
forms. Yes,
and also they're a bit like wind socks, I suppose.
They're a bit like that. Yes, yeah.
That's
how
they're blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And how on earth did you get them up there?
A very nice, friendly window cleaner called Chris from Jewel Window Cleaning was brilliant at helping us put them up. Yes,
no, we're scared
of heights. Yeah, big ladder and a
great. And you're quite pleased. Have you done something like this before?
A couple of years ago, I covered some of the rocks down at Seafield with orange material about the water quality, and that was called Barely Adequate Is Not Enough, which was about the pollution in the water. So, a similar thing. Yeah.
I'm now with Rosie Naylor. Rosie, you are the high hegian here at Art Walk Porty, or Porty Art Walk. I'm never sure what to call it. Which is it?
I think it's Art Walk Porty. That's how it began, but I do hear lots of people call it Porty Art Walk.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the idea? We're here at the kiln, which is going to be part of the walking route, I believe, this weekend. But what's the big idea behind it all?
Well, I suppose the Art Walk Festival began 5 years ago. It has a different theme each year. A lot of it's about art outdoors, really accessible. People can find it in all kinds of places. We open up a lot of different buildings each year, and this year it's the kilns because we're working a lot with the industries. We've got artists researching a lot of things about materials that are used in the industries. So we have Jenny Pope creating a work for the prom, which looks at all the, it's very colourful, bright colours.
She's talked to me about that.
It's actually
really
noxious kind of substances. It's about saying they were quite deadly when they were here, and what that was like to live here at that time.
So art, it's all over Portobello,
yes.
And there's various routes, and people can find out more information on your website, which is?
Website is artwalkporty.co.uk. We're also at Belfield, that's our event hub for both of the weekends.
So what do you recommend people do then on Saturday morning? Get up and come to Portobello?
Yeah, and come to the event hub and pick up all the literature, find out kind of the latest things that are happening. The kiln is open to the public, which is the first time that's really properly been open. We've had steps built, really nice, creative kind of...
Yeah, they're funky steps.
Yeah, they are.
The green steps.
Yeah, they are. So it'll be open on the Saturday and Sunday. Jenny Pope gives a talk at 3 p.m. on Saturday. So
lots to
do. It's a good time to really learn about what the process was of firing inside the kilns. Well, and overall, we have 100 artists in 72 locations.
And it goes on all week, doesn't it? It's not
there's
just
a few evening events as well, a few walks and things, and we're doing things at the orchard and the allotments as well. So a lot happening.
Great. Well, I hope you have a lovely week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Tommy Shepherd, you're the local MP here. Have you been to Art Walk Porty before?
Yes, 2 years ago I had a little look.
What a
and it's I'm looking forward to this one. It's yet another reason to come and visit Portobello, probably one of the most happening places in Edinburgh.
Of course it is. It's in your constituency. And have you ever been in the kiln before?
Because No, that was the first. I've just been in there now, the first time. It's amazing. I walked by it many times. And it's only when you walk in, of course, that you realise that it was a kiln for what the original purpose was. And you can just imagine a big fire burning in there, and all the sort of ceramics that were fired in there. It's good. It's amazing.
It's a good way to show off some of your constituency, at least here at Portobello, which of course has the beautiful prom and beach and everything else. It's always very picturesque.
And it's all coming up. You know, I mean, this is an area that's got an awful lot to offer, not just for the people who live here, but for the whole city. And the Porty Art Walk's an example. There's so much other stuff happening as well. Rosie was saying that, you know, Belfield's their hub. I mean, Belfield's a great example, the first community land transfer of in an urban environment where...
It used to be a church.
Former church, and now put back into great use for the community. And that's a real exciting hub with lots of stuff going on and a lot of really creative stuff as well. And it's like, it's not arty-farty, you know, it's not... You know, people say art and a lot of people switch off, but actually this is incredibly accessible stuff. This is for everyone. So get down and have a look.
Now at Portobello, we're actually at the public loos. And who are you and what are you doing here?
I'm Rona Taylor, and I've been doing an installation on both ends of the public loos that I was commissioned to do for Art Walk Porty.
And what is your art depicting?
So it's based on shipping navigation lines. So some of the lines are taken from the Firth of Forth. These were all lines from today, so these are boats that are moving around the Firth of Forth today, as well as some near Portobello in Panama, which is where...
I didn't know there was a Portobello in Panama.
Which is where Portobello here takes its name from. So it's a really interesting story, actually. So the idea is that it links up the two places, and that there's kind of, you know, the composition is based on those two things.
How are people going to know that that's what this is?
They won't do by looking at it.
No, because I actually thought it was going to be like a star trailer, a star map or something.
No, there will be an information board, but it's not immediately obvious. That's definitely true.
And is this the kind of thing you do?
It is, yeah. I kind of started doing this when I was on a residency in Iceland. And started looking at shipping over there, and it's just something that I've become really interested in. And it's really nice here, actually, because I could see some of the boats out there and was tracking them.
And what did you have them? You were tracking them on your phone or
online,
something?
Yeah.
Online,
yeah.
Really cool. Well done, you. Nice to be part of Art Walk Porty.
It's lovely to be part of it, and it's really nice. We've had some great conversations with people, so I think people are really interested in what we're doing. And once they see something like this, then they're a bit more interested in what's going on in the shops and things. So it's fantastic.
Great. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.